Jewish music, a part of your life on The Barry Reisman Show on WWDB AM 860.
Was macht dein Schwester Rochele, ich wohl sie's gesehen. Sie ist am Olge, denkst du doch, wir neuen zum Herz gewähren. Nur sie geliebt, Gott berelen, gehasst mich ohne Grund. Geblieben ist in Herz bei mir, an nicht verheilte Wund. Ach, unebt men zurück die Jahren, Moischele, mein Freund. Oi, nach jene gute Jahr, zwängt das Herz noch ein. Ach, unebt men zurück die Jahren, Moischele, mein Freund. Oi, nach jene gute Jahr, zwängt das Herz noch ein.
Oh, nach jene gute Jahr,
Zbängt das Herz noch. Good morning. How are you? Glad to have you back here at WWDB. Barry Reisman with Jewish music for the next hour. Er wird schon fallen, fallen, fallen,
צפוי תרעת על יום אז אחזור ציין אין דרמית ונדוזור ציין אין דזית אבד שוין פעם, פעם, פעם דמות לנו מבפרית הרעי
Jewish Music in the Morning. That's by the Klezmatics at WWDB.
Tune in every Friday for Russian Yiddish music brought to you by Neil Hoffman, attorney at law. Neil Hoffman from the law firm of Hoffman, Sternberg, Karf, and Lynch supports the Russian and Yiddish community and WWDB AM 860 radio with Russian Yiddish programming Friday mornings before Barry Reisman right here on WWDB. That's the law firm of Hoffman, Sternberg, Karf, and Lynch, serving Philadelphia, Bucks County, and the great state of Pennsylvania.
The award-winning Jewish Exponent is the second oldest continuously published Jewish newspaper in the United States. Since 1887, The Exponent is proud to give you the news every day and every week about what it means to be Jewish in Philadelphia. Whether you visit JewishExponent.com or receive the paper every week in your mailbox, The Jewish Exponent brings you news you can't find anyplace else. Subscribe at JewishExponent.com or call 215-832-0700, 215-832-0700. For more than 130 years, the Jewish Exponent has been the voice of Jewish Philadelphia. Teens, college students, young professionals, parents, and grandparents are all asking each other, how do you read the Jewish Exponent?
Oh, sahana bevigina lezeher ma
לקח מהלב את חייו
That's Susan and Fran at WWDB. Hey, check out this show every Friday morning, the Levine's Russian Jewish program. You're going to love it.
Tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. for Levine's Russian Yiddish music brought to you by Levine's Funeral Home. For over 100 years, Levine's has been serving the Russian and Yiddish community of the Philadelphia region. Levine's is proud to be part of the Jewish community tradition. That's Russian and Yiddish music brought to you every Friday at 8 a.m. right here on WWDB AM 860 in Philadelphia. Sponsored by Joseph Levine & Sons.
Discover spirituality for everyday living with religion and inspiration with Cantor Scott Borsky. Celebrant, educator, chaplain, and speaker, Cantor Scott Borsky will open your eyes to the joy and meaning in our everyday lives with a generous dose of good humor. Cantor Borsky can help everyone discover inspiration in the everyday moments of their religion, background, tradition, and beliefs. It's 30 minutes well spent. Religion and Inspiration with Cantor Scott Borsky, Sunday mornings at 7:30 on WWDB.
Within its fold, I feel his hold. He is caressing me. I sense him near and sometimes hear my father say,
le door, ma door, there is no more, my son, I'm blessing thee. May your son too so honor you some distant day.
Tradition will link every father and son, this basic lesson we learn. All that we get, we must give when we're done, as sons become fathers in turn. La 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 la. La 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 la.
He's a regular on this show. That's Paul Zimm. Really nice piece of music. Father to son. It's Barry Reisman with you at WWDB.
Let me help you with that, Mrs. Jackson.
Oh, thank you, dear.
How'd this get here?
You got one, too?
Yeah.
Ah, new recruits? I'm sure you're wondering why you're here. This is our Elite Caregiver Super Training Center, and you two are the perfect candidates.
This is incredible.
I know, right? Ready to become an Always Best Care caregiver? Working for the best team with competitive pay? Join Team Green.
Always Best Care supports diversity. There's a hero in all of us.
Hello, this is Brian Green, owner of Always Best Care Senior Services. Always Best Care is looking for caring and compassionate workers. Did you know that there is a workforce shortage out there right now? And home care right now, we are struggling to find caregivers. Always Best Care is no different. If you're looking for a rewarding career, a competitive salary, and a competitive 401k plan, please think about Always Best Care first. We're hiring in Philadelphia and the Delaware area. You can call us 24/7 at 267-909-9248 or visit teamgreenabc.com.
Now, more Jewish music with Barry Reisman on WWDB AM 860 and WWDBAM.com.
my heart. Be acceptable to you, my God, my rock. Shalom Aleinu. Ve'akol Yisrael. Ve'imeru Amen.
Craig Taubman. Hey, want to have some fun? Let's go back in time and bring back some memories, ask you a few questions. For example, this one. What was your favorite toy when you were a kid? Can you think of one? I know what my favorite one was. Well, I had a couple of favorite ones. I had an Erector set. Used to love that. They had one version without a motor, and they had one version with a little motor. I remember that. And then I also had I guess it was called a microscope set. It came with slides, a different thing you put under the slides. That was a pretty neat toy. Another thing from the past, something that has mostly disappeared. I don't know where you would find one. Payphones. Have you seen a payphone lately? You used to find one or a bunch of them on every corner, and the phone booths, of course. How about this one? Can you think of some old comic strips that you used to read? Here's a few of them. There was Gasoline Alley, Mutton Jeff, Dick Tracy. Dick Tracy was pretty cool because there were a lot of things in that cartoon, that comic strip, that actually became real today, like the wrist radio. They make them little tiny radios now, and phones that you can wear on your wrist. Other comic strips, Little Iodine, remember that one? I don't know if these are still published. I have no idea. Mutton Jeff, Joe Palooka, that was a good one. What restaurant? This is one of my favorite restaurants because of this one thing. Used to have the food come out of the kitchen on a conveyor belt, especially if you were sitting at the counter. There was one of these restaurants at, I think, Roosevelt Boulevard and Welch Road, somewhere around there. I'm talking about Litton's. Remember them? How about superstitions? What are your favorite superstitions, or maybe not favorite superstitions? How about walking under a ladder? That was supposed to be bad luck. I guess it would be bad luck if whoever was up on the ladder dropped a bucket of paint on you. crossing a black cat's path. Here's one. I still don't know exactly why, and people still do it today. When someone sneezes, the proper response to someone sneezing is to say, God bless you. And you know what? Even to this day, it's considered poor manners if you don't say God bless you when someone sneezes. Here's another superstition. If you break a mirror, it will bring you 7 years of bad luck. That's why I am so careful not to break a mirror. Another one. It's bad luck, or it used to be, because I don't know about now, bad luck to open an umbrella in the house. How about spilling salt? You'll have bad luck if you spill salt, unless you spill some salt over your left shoulder, which will negate the bad luck. How many of you remember the different record speeds? I should say, how many of you remember records? But there was 78, 33 and a third, and then the big record with the big hole, 45 RPM. There was also a speed that a lot of people aren't familiar with, 16 and two-thirds. That was the books for the blind. They used to record them on this very slow speed so they could get a lot of material on the one record. What did RPM, we're talking about different speeds. What did RPM stand for? Anybody know that? That has something to do with records. It stood for revolutions per minute. How many times that turntable would go around per minute? Who remembers restaurants where they used to give you window trays? I remember the Hot Shop. They used to do that. I don't know what other ones would. How about this one? What are some automobiles that are no longer in business? I could think of a few. Oldsmobile. I used to be an Oldsmobile buyer. I used to go from one Oldsmobile to the next. Back in those days, when I used to buy the Oldsmobile, they came with a 1 year, 12,000 mile guarantee. It was guaranteed that the very next day or the very next mile, your car would break down and you'd have to pay a fortune to fix it. Other cars no longer in business. Studebaker, Nash, Packard. There's some memories for you of things and days gone by. If you have some memories you'd like me to put on the air, why don't you shoot me an email? Let me know. RadioBarry@AOL.com. RadioBarry@AOL.com. Bringing back some of the good old days. I don't know. Were the good old days? Maybe yes, maybe no.
Thank you.
Klezmer in the Morning. Hey, I want to welcome all the new listeners to this program. I know we have a lot of new listeners, and here's why. Because this station, in its infinite wisdom, has decided to put ads for the program in a newspaper that comes out of New York, a Jewish newspaper called the Jewish Press. And they have circulation throughout the country. And I know we have a lot of people down in down south, down in Miami Beach, who get the paper, as well as all over. And thank you very much for listening. If you're one of our new listeners online, wherever you may be, glad to have you with us. And thanks to the Jewish Press for publicizing this show.
Jewish music, a part of your life on The Barry Reisman Show on WWDB AM 860.
Do you have a plan for the future? One of the most important things you should plan for now are your arrangements at Shalom or Roosevelt Memorial Parks. Why leave important decisions to others when you are able to choose together? Why leave the financial burden to the next generation? Your family will know your final wishes, and they won't be wondering what you would have wanted. When you make plans for the future, you'll feel so much better today, and you'll be giving the priceless gift of peace of mind to your family and yourself. Make an appointment to visit Roosevelt or Shalom for a park tour and receive a free personal planning guide. Home appointments are available, and interfaith families are welcome. Shalom Memorial Park in Huntington Valley, 215-673-5800. Roosevelt Memorial Park in Trevose, 215-673-7500. Honoring your past while protecting your future. Look for the ad in the Jewish Exponent.
Thank you.
For over 130 years, the Jewish Exponent has helped answer what it means to be Jewish in Philadelphia. For generations, the print publication has remained the primary source of local, national, global, and Israeli-related Jewish news for the entire Delaware Valley. In fact, they haven't missed an edition since it first rolled off the presses in 1887. Today, the Exponent has evolved into a multimedia experience that informs and entertains hundreds of thousands of readers online, on a mobile device, at work, and at home. If you have kids in college, parents, or friends living out of town, if you are new to town or have lived here forever, the Jewish Exponent is the source to stay in touch with the Jewish community. To subscribe or advertise, visit jewishexponent.com or call 215-832-0700. Teens, college students, young professionals, parents, and grandparents are all asking each other, how do you read the Jewish Exponent?
Well, how did we do today, huh? Did you enjoy? I hope so. This is the kid from Pennypacker Elementary School, Leeds Junior High School, and On the High. Time to get out of here and talk to you again tomorrow morning. Let's make it a date, okay?
Mitzvah, leyeda dovaro, leyeda dovaro, leyeda dovaro, leyeda dovaro.